Right, Al.
Yes.
What we got?
Right, so we're going to talk to someone now.
Yes.
Who is very close to the team, who has been with us from day one, in fact, before day one, but has never properly been on the show. So if you play number three, then it'll tell you who it is.
Oh, I think I know who this might be.
Really?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
There's only one person that I think that description can apply to.
I haven't got a clue.
I don't know.
So someone is very, very close to the show team, but they've never been on the show.
They've been on the show, but never properly.
Do you want
been
me to say
show?
Who I think it
from
is?
From before day one.
Shall I play the clip?
Day first, just out of interest.
I would guess that it might be our American voiceover man, Mr. Paul Turner.
Play clip three.
It's the last ever Chris Moyle show on BBC Radio 1.
An open line one.
Enjoy it, people.
Is he on the phone? Paul?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the last Chris Moyle show.
Wow!
Hi, Paul.
Hey, what do you say, guys? How are you?
Oh, my God. I haven't spoken to you for so long, buddy.
It's been ages, my friend. How are you?
I'm very well. Mm. Do you know what? It's just come back to me. How Paul and I used to greet each other when we used to call each other up, and we can't say it on the radio because it's highly offensive. Do you remember? Don't say it, though.
I do remember, but I won't say it.
Paul, I used to ring Paul. Paul would pick the phone and go, "Hey, you big sexy man, how are you?" All right, but, you know, sometimes it was way more explicit than that. Where are you? Are you in Philly?
I am in Philadelphia, actually, just outside of Philadelphia. Same place, same studio, same everything.
You have the best voice in the world, Paul.
Fact.
Oh, you are too kind.
But you know, he doesn't sound like this normally. He's very high-pitched and girly.
Is he?
He has a voice effect that he puts on.
I did not know that.
Usually I am, but this is completely put on.
So what is it, 11 o'clock at night? Midnight?
You have no idea. I went to sleep early tonight and woke up for the show. It's about 2:30 in the morning here.
Oh, thank
you. It's about 2:30 in the morning. There's Ali calling me on Skype, so there we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, now.
Let me see if I can see you. There you are.
Now, do you know Dominic and Tina have never seen what you look like, and none of our listeners. Are we going to show everyone what it looks like?
Ready?
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
No, you have to. In my mind, it's Des O'Connor.
There he is.
There is Paul Turner.
No way.
Look.
Look at those whites.
Paul, you're white. Look at that.
There we are, ladies and gentlemen. How about that?
Wow. Paul, hey, you're looking really well.
Yeah,
buddy.
You look fantastic.
Two gray hairs around the side, but that's to be expected, I assume.
I would never have thought you looked like that at all, Paul. Incredible.
Look at those guns.
You know.
Well, I met some of you. I met Aled and Dave. Of course, I know Dave very well, but I met you. The last time I saw you guys was when you came to New York back in, I think it was like 06, 05.
05 it was.
Yeah, when you did the show from New York and hung out with you guys.
Do you know what?
Chris, you're looking good, brother.
Thank you, my man.
Man, are you working out?
Well, I'm trying. I think I'm the only breakfast show host that's finishing their time on breakfast in better shape than when they started.
That never happened.
I think you're right. Boy, you do not look like a morning show guy. Perfect time to leave.
Thank you. So here's the story of how me and Paul got in touch with each other. When I was a kid at my local radio station, there was an advert in this American trade magazine called Radio and Records, and I used to phone up and get demos of voice people and jingles. And I rang this Paul Turner Productions, and this guy goes, "Paul Turner Productions, hello." And I went, "Oh." Because it was in the middle of the night for me. I thought I'd just leave a message and get a tape. And I spoke to Paul and told him I was a DJ on the air, at Radio Air in Leeds. Can you send me a tape? And he goes, "Sure." So he sent me this tape. And then a few years later, like 3-4 years later, I did. I made some jingles and stuff for a station, and I needed a cassette. And I had this cassette, and I recorded on the back of it.
Mm.
And the boss listened to what I'd made, turned the tape over, and listened to him. And he went, "Who the hell is that guy? That guy's brilliant."
No.
So I called him up, and I went, "Hi, Paul. You probably don't remember me." And he goes, "You're Chris, right?" And I went, "Yeah, from." Radio Air in Leeds. And I'm like, "How the hell do you know that?" He goes, "Because you're the only guy who's ever rung me outside of America." And I'm like, wow. And I started using him kind of on and off in 1994.
Wow.
And then regularly from like 96. which is unbelievable. And I think we started paying him in 2010.
Eventually.
And then not that consistently.
And he's expecting that check to arrive 2020.
Exactly, exactly. It is funny. I mean, that goes a long way back. And, you know, it's amazing. The first time you came to America... you came to visit me.
I came to stay with Paul, and we'd never met.
Wow. Never met, and you came here to America, and I took you, I remember taking you to around and showing you some of the, I live in Philly, of course, right near Valley Forge Park, and I said, this is where we battled you guys back in the 1700s.
Yeah, it was great, and we went running up the rocky steps. We did everything. And,
it was a blast.
And he got tea in for me to drink at the house. I went to stay with Paul twice in two separate places. You moved for the second time. How is you and your health and your family?
Everyone is phenomenal. It is everything is great, and we want you to come back and visit us. We're just waiting.
Your daughter's Gwyneth, right?
Yes, good memory. Wow.
Well, because we had a little message from her going, this is Gwyneth.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's
right. Yeah.
How old is she now?
She is now 12 years old.
Oh, my God.
No way.
Yeah,
oh, my Lord.
Yeah, well, that was great.
For those of you watching, that's Paul. I can't believe. And, like,
you've been the voice of the show all the way, you know, that anybody can remember.
I know. And you know what? I got to say, guys, it has been an absolute blast. I get so many calls from people, you know, across the country there, or all over the UK. I've gotten stuff, you know, jobs from you guys. I've gotten just people writing saying they love the show. And it's amazing. I really don't think anything I've ever done in my entire voiceover career, I've ever had any sort of... feedback like I've gotten from your show. It's amazing.
Wow. Well, man, I've loved it. And do you know what? Now that I can see you for the first time in ages, we've got to keep in touch. We really have. We've been rubbish at that. Well, I've been rubbish at keeping in touch. We've got to.
Yeah. Well, join the club, brother.
But you look good, dude. You've got guns on you and everything. You never had guns. Look at your arms.
The text is loving that.
I see some on you right now.
Hey now. Hello, sister.
This is a gun off. It's a transatlantic gun show.
Look at them apples.
Hello, Fisco.
Hello, Fisco.
Wow.
Inside jokes.
Well, listen, Paul, thank you for coming on the show. And you were all right. You're such a massive part of the show, and you've never really been on. So.
Well, listen, God bless each of you guys. And I know that whatever you do after this is going to be an absolute success. And, I personally will miss working with you here at this station. But it has been a blast.
Are there any jobs going to Paul Turner Productions?
Is there what's that? Any jobs? Yeah, come on over, man. I'll hire you right now.
Yeah, you got
hired.
Seven. What Pro Tools are you running there?
HD, the newest. Yeah, it's a new.
Wow.
Like, the new
okay,
version.
Right. Well, I'll jet myself up, and
he's
I'm coming
doing
on
very
over.
Well.
Yeah. Paul, lovely to see you, and let's we'll catch up next week. We'll have a catch up. That'll be lovely. And
right back at you, Chris. And listen to you and all the guys. The best.
Thank you, Paul.
You're amazing.
Thank you.
Thanks,
lovely to Paul. Talk to you.
Thank you, guys.
Can you just give us one more before you go?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Chris Moyle Show.
Wow!
I love that.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great day. And thanks for getting up to do that in the middle of the night.
Thank you, Chris.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
That was great.
That's just...
Well done, Al.
How weird is that for you, Dom? Because you've never seen it.
Never seen what he looks like,
and we
ever.
Had to do it before we finished. We had to see him.
Thank you for that, Alan.
That was great.
Really nice. Yeah. Brilliant.
How different does he look?
Yeah,
so,
totally.
It's not what I imagined in any way.
A lot of people on here saying that they thought Paul Turner's very hot.
Yeah.
A lot of female admiration.
Good teeth as well. Do you notice the teeth? Teeth and guns. Mm.
Do you know what? He was in an accident.
Oh, was he that way?
And lost his front teeth.
I feel bad now.
No, it's fine. Okay. And used to... And also, do you want to know a secret about him? I have to do this off mic.
Oh, are you sure?
Sorry, yeah, they won't see. Is the microphones off?
Yeah, off.
Okay, so... All right, there you go. Ready?
Yeah.
There you go.
Did he?
That's nothing bad. That's very nice.
No, it's a good thing.
I don't know.
Good for him.
Yeah. And seriously, huge, like a baby's arm.
Really?
but they have bigger cars in America.
Sure.
Everything's bigger
in America.
Are we back on?
Yeah, there we go.
We're on,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Wow. Paul Turner. Was that fun?
That was great.
I hope that was fun for everyone else.
I don't know.
Really? I've not spoken to Paul for years.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Great voice, isn't he?
Oh, amazing.
Brilliant.
And he's so much younger than you think he is. Mm. You think he's like some really old.
Yeah.
He used to be the funniest thing doing sessions with him when if you couldn't produce the session, he'd just record it and then upload it or send it on email or whatever. And there are certain things. Paul Turner's life, right? I've made everything he said there. But the one thing, I remember writing a line for him for like a Spice Girls thing. So he wrote, when I was on Capital or something, he read a line which once was, "Hey, Zigga Zigga, it's Chris Moyles on..." Whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Zig a zig R? What the hell is zig a zig? Am I saying that right? Zig a zig R?"
But over the years,
zig
as
zig
well,
R.
Writing voiceover sessions for him with British place names and whatnot, and places like Leicester and Lincoln and places like that might be a bit
Edinburgh.
The one for me was the Jamie Oliver one. Do you remember that? Pukka Tukka became Pukka Tukka.
Pukka Tukka. Pukka Tukka.
Remember that?
Do you remember Pukka Tukka? Oh my god, I loved that.
Mm.
This food is Pukka Tukka.
Tukka.
But when the Spice Girls hit America and the song started, and he's like, "Zigga Zigga," he's like, "Zigga Zigga." And he'd been walking around saying it for months, and everybody was like, that's what you say.
That's Paul's line.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Mm. What a lovely, that was really lovely. I love that. Wowzers. What are we going to have on next? The people who make the sweepers?
Get ready to cry next.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, it's not
Tina.
The
news.
Not Tina singing, is it?
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Kick us in the shins.
Wow. Thank you very much, Paul. Love that. And if you're watching us, Paul, thank you very much, buddy.
Listen, watch, share. This.